When I started to plan this adventure, I had only a vague idea of what the country of China would be like. I could recognize their flag, but was not even familiar with their national anthem. My comprehension of the customs of the country was very limited. I felt most ashamed at how little I knew. I did not know if they used the metric or the imperial system of measurement. Would I buy fluids such as milk and soda in quarts or liters? Would I need to learn the Chinese word for gram or for inch? Indeed, I had never heard the word jin before. I knew little about the food I would be eating. Would dairy products such as skim milk and cheese and yogurt be available? Would I eat only rice and noodles, or would the variety of foods be endless? Maybe I would be enjoying a rack of lean pork ribs as a delicious treat. I was unaware that there were so many dialects in the Chinese language. I had no idea how I would communicate, but when I arrived in China, I soon found myself having a limited dialogue with Chinese people. They would try to speak a few words of English, and I would attempt a few words in Chinese. However, I resorted to sign language more than words. How much have I learned? It has been a wonderful, rewarding experience, and the one comment that comes to my mind is, I wouldn't have missed it for the world.